From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. It was all over in two quick bursts of rifle fire. The execution by firing squad of a convicted murderer in Utah early today. Only Utah still allows that method of putting criminals to death. Jenny Brundine, a member station KUER, reports it's the first execution by firing squad in this country in 14 years.
Ronnie Lee Gardner died strapped to a chair in a hail of bullets, shot by five marksmen who aimed at a white target on his chest. Family and friends of Gardner gathered in a parking lot across from the prison, holding candles and singing along to the song Free Bird.
I'm as free as a bird.
Deb Evans, Gardner's friend of 30 years, says he requested that song be played as he was executed.
As he said, "I don't want you to mourn my death, I want you to celebrate my freedom."
Gardner was put to death for fatally shooting an attorney during an escape from a Salt Lake City courthouse in 1985. Families of some of his victims say Gardner's death will bring closure. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Brundine in Salt Lake City.
President Obama is making a quick trip to Columbus, Ohio this morning to attend the groundbreaking for a road improvement project. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the event is significant because it's the 10,000th such project paid for by the administration's economic stimulus plan.
While many economists believe the stimulus program has worked to revive the U.S. economy, polls suggest voters are still skeptical. Vice President Joe Biden says that's understandable, with nearly one in 10 Americans still out of work.
Every aspect of the economy is growing. Is it growing as fast as we want it to grow? No.
The administration is pushing for some additional steps to boost the economy. Yesterday, the House approved a plan designed to encourage more bank lending to small businesses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The sound of ceremonies in London today marking the 70th anniversary of the late General Charles de Gaulle's radio broadcast urging his countrymen to resist Nazi occupation. Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron says the impassioned appeal by de Gaulle, who later became France's president, had a huge impact.
It was a call for freedom, a call to fight oppression, a call that inspired countless acts of bravery.
Cameron was joined by French President Nicolas Sarkozy for the ceremony. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, the man in charge of the government's response to the oil spill, says BP is slightly ahead of schedule in drilling the two relief wells designed to plug the well that's gushing oil into the Gulf of Mexico.
The original timeline was for about the second week of August. They're slightly ahead of schedule. But as we know with timelines, you should always under-promise and over-deliver, so we're not backing off on that date in early August.
Allen says he's working to boost the number of vessels that are skimming oil from the surface of the Gulf. This is NPR News from Washington. The Los Angeles Lakers are once again the champions of the NBA. They edged the Boston Celtics 83-79 last night after rallying in the fourth quarter. Kobe Bryant named the MVP of the series. The victory touched off celebrations on the streets of L.A. NPR's Mondolito Barco reports at least 20 people were arrested.
Shortly after the game, police declared an unlawful assembly and urged sports fans to disperse. But revelers honked their horns as emergency crews and police cars moved through the area. Small pockets of people set fire to cars and threw rocks and bottles at officers, one of whom suffered a broken nose. TV news helicopters captured the action below.
We just saw a crowd beat someone unconscious. We saw two fights break out simultaneously. There they go again. These people have descended upon this person who's down defenseless on the ground.
TV news footage also showed people jumping on and rocking a taxi trying to leave the area. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.
In World Cup soccer, the U.S. team plays its second game starting in about an hour. NPR's Mike Pesca reports the Americans take on Slovenia.
The U.S. are the favorites in this game, a rare position for a team that for years has been described as tough and at times together. Those are the descriptions being used for Slovenia, a team that hails from the least populous nation of all those that play in the World Cup. U.S. midfielder Landon Donovan says his team places equal importance on all three games in group play.
Obviously, there was a lot made of the England game, but we knew that it was going to be three games. So this is the next one in the series, and we know if we win the game, we're in a very good position to advance.
England will play Algeria in Cape Town later in the day. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.